This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we learn about Al-Wahhab, a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that highlights His generosity, the all-endowing, the one who gives and provides for all of His creation. Think of Al-Wahhab as the one who's constantly gifting you with things. And He gifts and provides for all of His creation, more specifically, even more to the believers. And we receive a higher level of provision or gift from Al-Wahhab, known as Al-Iman and Al-Islam and Jannah and Rahmah and patience and so on and so forth from all of the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we know differentiates the believer from the non-believer. And so Al-Wahhab, as the one who gifts and gives to every single one of us, we see that this name comes in the Quran, Al-Wahhab, three times. But the word or the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes from His name Al-Wahhab, the actions, extends into many ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. In this verse, in Surah Ali Imran, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O my Lord, do not let our hearts stray or deviate away from your deen after you have already guided us. And that's an important aspect of our life that we always need to be conscious and aware of. That we as believers, alhamdulillah, you know, we are thankful and grateful, but sometimes we take it for granted that we are believers. And we never think and never feel that our iman will waver, or our iman will shake, tremble, or be on the edge of falling off a cliff. And we think that we are always going to be believers. But we need to constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take us away from iman and Islam once we've already been guided. And it continues, the ayah says, grant us your mercy. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Grant us your mercy. You are indeed the giver of all bounties. Now this name of Allah, Al-Wahhab, is a name that we've all heard many times, but probably don't use so much in our dua. Mainly because, as I said at the beginning of this series of names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we just don't understand fully and truly what all these names mean. So now that we know that Al-Wahhab is the one who provides and gifts and endows us with so many blessings in this world, we should not only call upon Ar-Razzaq, because we all know what rizq is, and we always ask for provisions and rizq, we should also ask from Al-Wahhab to bless us with his bounties and mercy that he provides for us, that we will see in a few seconds, inshaAllah ta'ala, multiple examples. Before I get into that, this name Al-Wahhab comes on a scale. In Arabic we say a wazn, right? Like a scale, or a form, a format of putting the word or the name forth. The name Al-Wahhab emphasizes how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Ala wazn fa'al. To give emphasis as to how much Allah doesn't just give. He is constantly gifting and blessing and endowing and pouring out so much towards the believers, and not only the believers, but all of his creation. And this links in with last week's name that we took, Al-Hafidh, right? The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he preserves everything. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gifting all that we have to us. Think of the baby in the womb of the mother. Who is feeding that baby? Yes, the mother is eating, but how does the food reach the child? Al-Wahhab is gifting that child with that food. Think of the day the baby comes out of the womb and starts to cry. Where does the baby get food from? The mother, who feeds the child from her milk. Al-Wahhab provides that. No mother goes to the store, programs themselves, scans their barcode that's, you know, on a chip inside of their wrist and says, okay, milk needs to come now. No. Al-Wahhab makes it come at the time that it is needed and makes it stop when it's not needed anymore. That is the power of Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab gives us children, not only from the womb and coming out of the womb, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifts us with, sometimes as he mentions in the Quran, only daughters. And a person might be making dua day and night for a son, and they are never blessed with a son. They only keep having daughters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he blesses some people with only sons and no daughters. And then he mentions that he blesses some people with sons and daughters. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that he blesses some with no children at all. With no children at all. And this is where we learn this beautiful dua in the Quran. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً Sorry. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the leaders of this ummah and this world, ameen, and to bless us with pious and righteous spouses and children who will be from amongst those that are connected to Allah always and forever, ameen. أَقُولُ قَلِّي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, two things that we will conclude with inshallah ta'ala. The first thing is, what is the best gift from Allah? When we think of the best gift, you know, as life goes on, we think, oh, you know what, I need to pass this exam. I need to get into university. I need to have this job. I need to earn this amount. I need to, you know, provide for my family. I need to go on vacation. I need to go for hajj. I need to do certain things. All of the gifts that we constantly look for and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the best gift? The best gift from Allah, from Al-Wahhab, is the gift of iman. That we've been chosen from all of the human beings, the billions of human beings who live on this earth currently, not including all that came in the past and those that will come in the future. All of the human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, belief. And the second thing that we will take, that we will learn before we conclude, is the importance of when we know that Allah has blessed us with iman, what do we say? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. From the most important lessons of this name, Al-Wahhab, is that we learn to constantly say, Alhamdulillah. Allah blesses you with only daughters, Alhamdulillah. He blesses you with only sons, Alhamdulillah. He blesses us with no children, Alhamdulillah. We attain the jobs or the finances or the families or the lands we want to travel to and all the things that we aspire for in our lives, we get it or not, Alhamdulillah. Whether something seems good or something seems bad or something is too difficult for us to bear, know that it is from the blessings and the bounties of Al-Wahhab that He's giving it to us for some reason. Alhamdulillah. So whatever comes to us, my brothers and sisters, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wahhab. Know that there is a plan and His plan is the best of plans, and understand that whatever comes to us, we will accept, and the best of the blessings that we can ever ask for is iman. And if we have iman, it doesn't matter if we don't get anything else, as long as we have iman and we live and we die upon iman and Islam. Ameen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله you are Al-Wahhab, provide the best of gifts for us in this world. يا الله provide the highest level of paradise for us in the hereafter. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to continue to live and to die upon Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to constantly submit to You always and forever. Ya Allah, please bless the families of all these brothers and sisters that are here gathered with us today, and all those that have tried to come and gather with us but were unable to register. Ya Allah, please bless them all with goodness and khayr and barakah and forgiveness on this blessed day of Friday. Ameen. Ya Allah, have mercy on the parents of Sheikh Hudhayfa, for they're in very difficult situation after a very, very hard accident that they had last week. Ya Allah, please grant health and strength to Sheikh Hudhayfa's father in particular, who's still in the ICU in critical condition. Ya Allah, please grant them strength and ease and bring them out of this hardship that they are going through currently, and make it a means for their forgiveness and the forgiveness of the entire family. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. اقيم الصلاه.
الله اكبر الله اكبر. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا رسول الله. اقيم الصلاه. اقيم الصلاه. اقيم الصلاه. اقيم الصلاه. الله اكبر الله اكبر. لا اله الا الله.
Please make sure your cell phones are on silent. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmi Ddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق.
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. اللهم
سميع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, if you could just stay for 2 minutes, inshallah. We have with us Brother Nadim, who is the Conservative Party candidate in the upcoming federal elections. I've known Brother Nadim for a number of years. He used to attend my halaqah in Masjid al-Rahman in Mississauga, my tafsir class. So please do hear from him, inshallah, so that we know a little bit more about him. Jazakumullah
khair. Thank you. Thank you, Imam.
Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Those who don't know me, my name is Nadim Akbar. I'm going to be your member of parliament here in Milton. So I'm here to introduce myself and a little bit of the work we have done on the, from the Conservative Party side. Our leader, Alan O'Toole, and the Conservative Party was the first one who put a plan together to secure the Canada. Once the election was announced, our party was the first one who put a plan together. And the main things what we'll be working on will be jobs, accountability, mental health, child care, and especially housing and GST holidays. Some of the other stuff me and my team have worked within the party to put in our platform, and that is Conservative Party platform, which we have presented to the Canadian, and which is also close to my heart, is the Islamophobia in CRA. So we have, this plan is also in our platform that we will be working with the CRA to give enough power to the ombudsperson, so which is working, you know, some of our charitable organizations, besides, they've been threatening them, they've been, you know, going after them in terms of the auditing and stuff. So we'll give enough power to the ombudsperson that to stop that Islamophobic, you know, audit in the CRA. The second thing is the online Islamophobia. So our party will be fighting online, criminalizing the statement that incite violence against Muslim communities. So that is something your brother will be working with the party. And also one of the major things will be doing the reforms in the immigration system. And you all know that is very important for us, that we need to work, and you know, we need to work, especially from the conservative side, that we will be putting an action plan to have our family reunite in a faster and in a quicker way. One of the things also will be working, especially our foreign credential. When our people come to this country, their degrees were not being accepted, even though they get the immigration, but still when they go for jobs, they've been asked to go through the rigorous process. So that is something we'll be working, and we have put in our platform that their degrees should be accepted, give them a chance to work with under some supervision, and then they can assess them after 6 months so they can join the market. The other thing is very important, that this is the Conservative Party which has put a motion in the parliament to help our Uyghur Muslim brothers and sisters to call it a genocide in China. So this is also something we have started, and I need your help for that. I will be your voice in the parliament. I need your help. Brother and sister, please talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends. And this weekend will be the advance poll. Please have everybody come out and vote, and make sure that you talk to your friends and ask them to help me, to vote for me, so I can be your voice. Milton has a great opportunity that we can send one of us to the parliament. And I need your prayers. I need your help. Please, please keep me in your prayers. I need them a lot. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, so you won't be here for the next one. Okay. All right.
So if you can just
simple, that would be great. Okay. Thank you so much.